We are spending the day jumping around Michigan, talking to some of the GLIAC football coaches as the season is almost here. Tony Anise from the powerhouse Ferris State University Bulldog football program in Big Rapids is standing by the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Coach?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you guys, I know everybody's been working out, so what's the schedule before you hit pads?
Well, we can officially start practice on Monday, and then we got to be in, with 3 days without pads. So I guess Thursday will be the first day we put shoulder pads on. But it will feel great to be out there with the whole group.
The pandemic, when you look back at the last 16 months, the effects it's had on your program, upside, downside, we all get dealing with the pandemic and fighting through it. But what are some positives that you think your program has taken from what you're still working through?
Well, not just our program, but our whole country. We had to show some resiliency to get through a challenging time. I always try to tell my guys that, things like that will make you stronger if you handle it under the right conditions. And so I don't know if we're going to be better. I don't know if we're going to be worse. But we fought through it together. We did a lot of great things in the fall and in the spring. We had to overcome, contact tracing. We had to overcome walking to the practice field thinking, we were going to have everybody there and then losing 12 guys, right before practice and other guys plugging in. So those are all things that we learned, just to be adaptive and be able to, fight through challenging times.
Looking at your football program now with a lot of redshirt years, with a little different twist to recruiting and numbers on the team, how is your roster shaking out as you get set for the 2021 season?
Yeah, now we've got 6 classes rather than 5, which is challenging. So we went from a roster size of 120 to 150, which, brings some challenges just to have that many guys out. I worry about freshman retention because we work hard to retain all of our guys. And so now we're bringing a true freshman class in, that's going to look and say, man, those are the COVID freshmen. So, and then the 2019 kids were all redshirted. So 19 will be redshirt freshmen on the field and juniors in the classroom. COVID freshmen, the 2020 class will be redshirt freshmen, but still, it's going to be a battle for them. And then obviously you're bringing in a brand new true freshman class. So a lot of challenges balancing, just trying to make sure young people are comfortable in their setting. And we got to work really hard to make sure that our true freshmen are comfortable and that we support them.
So looking at your team right now, what do you like going into pads? What do you need to work on? Where did the downtime help you, hurt you? This team, are you thinking GLIAC title? Are you thinking deep NCAA playoff run? Your thoughts as Ferris's head coach right now?
No, absolutely. A GLIAC title would be our number one goal. We've won back-to-back GLIAC titles. We're on a 23 straight GLIAC winning percentage, winning consecutive win streak. And so, that's our goal. And then obviously, we've been in the playoffs each of the last 6 years. And if we do get there, then we'll reevaluate our goals. But if we win a GLIAC championship and make it to the playoffs, then we'll reevaluate and say we want to win a national championship. In 2019, we're on a 1-game losing streak because in 19 we lost in the semis, and in 18 we lost in the finals. So we've suffered 2 losses in 19 and 18. So we're 27-2 in those 2 seasons. But there's a lot to fight for. I think our guys have the passion to try to take advantage of our opportunities to, a lot of guys came back truthfully, Bill, to make a great 2021 season. So we got a 7th year running back, a 7th year linebacker. I mean, it's
7th year. I mean, that sounds like me in high school.
Well, some of them just like Marvin Campbell's, he graduated in December 2019.
Wow.
He has another year of eligibility left. So,
man,
what do? You either wait to play or, you know, go on with life. But a lot of our guys are just waiting to play and take advantage of the opportunity to be together again.
Yeah, seventh year because of redshirt and COVID. Seventh year running back. Wow. And that's crazy for you as a head coach to talk to someone like, you know what, I really like this guy. He's a seventh year quarterback. You know, it's like Chris Wanky. How many years did he play at Florida State, right?
Right. Yeah. Because he played professional baseball before, too. He was an old guy.
Exactly.
But yeah. So
Tony Anise, head football coach of Ferris State University, one of the great D2 programs in America, part of the powerful GLIAC conference. Going to be a great year this year. And looking at the conference, and like I said, as powerful as any D2 football conference in the country, what programs have upgraded that are on the radar right now that could challenge you, Tony?
Well, obviously, Grand Valley is, you know, a great program, and we have a lot of respect for them. So that's the team that we know is always there in the end. Wayne State, you know, in 2019, they finished second in the conference behind us. And so, you know, they're obviously doing some good things. And then, you know, the three coaches that are former assistants of mine, you know, are at Davenport, Northern Michigan, and Saginaw Valley. And so, you know, I know those guys are going to be working their tail off to knock us off. So we just got to be at our best. You know, the GLIAC, as you said, is a powerful conference, and people are constantly upgrading. And there's a lot of D1 type athletes. You know, we've got six right now in NFL camps. And so we've got, you know, the GLIAC's got a lot of NFL players, and so you got to be at your best.
Tony, always appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you in the fall, my man. Good luck as you begin the journey in pads, and we'll talk Bulldog football before you know it.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Tony Anise.